right, and welcome back to our podcast, Lessons on Living. Prior, before we took our brief break, we talked about how Jefferson, the man in A Lesson Before Dying by Ernest J. Gaines, how Jefferson, the convicted criminal, he felt like a hog throughout the novel, and how it was this constant battle between being a hog and a man. And we'd like to take a different spin on the novel now and talk about the back door reference to in the novel in the very beginning. And we've heard about the back doors early on. All throughout segregation, there was this concept of the black back door. And a back door is basically a symbol for African Americans and black people in America. It was this door, rather than letting African Americans go through the front and to any business or establishment owned by a white man, all black people had to use this back door and had to go in through the back so people would not see them coming into this establishment. And I think that in this novel, there is that ongoing battle and that ongoing struggle of the back door and Grant refusing to go through that back door and not wanting to early on in the novel.
Right, and to put that into, I guess, a little bit of context for the book, at the beginning of the novel, when Grant, well, Miss Emma and Grant's aunt want Grant to go and talk to Henry to convince the sheriff that Grant should go talk to Jefferson and make him more of a man, he is forced to go back through the back door. And earlier, it's kind of understood that Miss Emma was their maid, and Grant, due to his relationship with Miss Emma, was at that house a lot. And when Grant left to go to college, he said, "I will never walk back through that back door," because he was taking such a big stride into...
We can see, like, Grant says, "It was you who said you never wanted me to go through that back door ever again." And then his aunt replies to him and says, "Do I have to keep reminding you, Grant, this ain't just another day?" So you can see that, like, he's just, like, being forced to go back to his past and go through the back door again.
And he doesn't want to go through that back door because when he left this town years before, he was able to go and get an education, and then he comes back and they still want him to go through that back door. So he took like one huge step forward, but going back through that back door is making him take a few steps back again.
He wants the white people to see him as he was. Like, he does not want them to see that he actually has taken a step forward, that he became educated, that he can, like, he is at their level education wise and culture wise. He says certain words like wrong on purpose so that they look at him like he's just like every other black uneducated person. Like, he says "yes sir" instead of "yes sir," and he says "batteries" instead of "batteries."
And I think that's a good thing to take away from the novel, seeing as though, like, somebody, even though they've made such great strides in life, that they still have that obligation to go back to such a minuscule and dumbed-down place in society, even though they don't want to. But you can see that with Grant's inherent respect for his aunt and Miss Emma, that he'll do what they say. If they need him to go through the back door, that he will. And, like, you can see that, like, his aunt said, "Don't, like, I, even though I didn't want you to go through that back door, this isn't just another day." That just shows, like, his respect for his culture and the people in his life. So that concludes our podcast. If you'd like to hear more about this series, give us a thumbs up and follow us on Twitter. I'm just kidding. Don't follow us on Twitter. Bye.